This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Officials say they will consider bias charges in the attack on Club Q in Colorado Springs this past weekend. Colorado's U.S. Attorney Cole Finnegan.
I just want to reiterate and reaffirm that the Department of Justice is looking at all aspects of this case.
The shooter will be held without bond after he's released from the hospital in the next couple of days. Preliminary charges include 5 counts of first-degree murder, but formal charges could be several weeks away. Colorado's severe respiratory season continues to hit hard, especially young children. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Denver mom Lonnie Young says her 2-month-old Malcolm got RSV. She says she consulted with her doctor when Malcolm's breathing got labored, with his stomach sort of sucking in under his ribs.
He just kept getting worse. Just the amount of effort he was putting in to breathe was really obvious. And, you know, for just such a tiny little baby, it was really stressful to watch.
Malcolm was admitted to a children's hospital. He was put on oxygen, got steadily better, and was released a few days later. The state reports hospital capacity is tight, but urges people seek help in an emergency. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Greeley-based JBS is one of 11 meat processors facing a federal lawsuit. BizWest reports the class action suit filed last week alleges the companies have colluded to fix and depress wages since 2014. If that's true, that would be a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. The other companies in the suit include Purdue, Cargill, Tyson, and Smithfield. This is CPR News and KRCC.